transport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. The majority of species in Texas are non-game, and the recently completed Wildlife Action Plan is for them.
Well, the Wildlife Action Plan is really a strategy for conserving non-game wildlife, wildlife and fish.
Matt Wagner, Program Director for Wildlife Diversity, says the Action Plan will help prioritize the needs among non-game species.
And it took experts over about 2 years to compile those needs and priorities within each species group so that we can manage those species through the long term.
We have dedicated funding for game animals, but funding for the management and conservation of non-game species and their habitat has been scant at best. The Wildlife Action Plan changes that.
Now that the plan has been complete, there are grants that are associated with the plan that come from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And so Texas Parks and Wildlife gets about $3 million a year. We want to take that money, and it has to be matched with non-federal dollars. So we offer it to our private partners and terms of universities and others that want to apply for grants to help address those priorities in that plan.
That's our show with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the Private Lands and Habitat Enhancement Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.